When New England fishermen began complaining about the scrawny bluefin tuna they were catching in the Gulf of Maine, University of New Hampshire researcher Walter Golett decided to take a closer look. Golett says when he analyzed records of bluefin harvested in the Gulf over the last 14 years, he was able to confirm what fishermen had reported seeing firsthand.
They had noticed the fish quality had been declining for several years. Fish that were once very, very fat in the late part of the season, September and October, were no longer obtaining those condition factors. And they brought that to our attention, and we thought that was just a very interesting phenomena.
Then after that, you decided to take a look at some logbooks from a commercial tuna grader in Seabrook, New Hampshire?
That's correct. Bob Campbell, who is the manager of the co-op down there, actually had a very extensive and very impressive detailed log of every tuna that he's ever graded over his entire career down there, totaling over 3,000 fish.
So after looking at these logbooks, what kinds of changes over time did you note?
The largest changes that we noted is that fish which were captured in the Gulf of Maine in the months of August, September, and October, which have traditionally been the months where the tuna are the fattest, the tuna were no longer as fat. They looked identical in the later part of the season to fish that were just arriving here in the late part of May and early June. So it's as if they spent their entire summer here and have accumulated next to nothing in terms of fat reserves.
Could the information be skewed somewhat by the subjectivity of the person doing the grading?
Grading is of course, a subjective measure. However, grading of bluefin tuna is actually something in which you have to go to school for. Many people go to Japan and do a two-year apprenticeship through other graders to actually learn the trade. And Well, yes, exactly. It's not a quantitative measure. It still is a very reliable measure because it's only one person that has done the grading using the same scale in the same location for all of the 14 years that we've recorded.
So these are migratory fish that come into the Gulf of Maine in spring, and they kind of arrive in pretty bad shape, and that's expected, right?
That is expected. They are a highly migratory species, and these fish travel everywhere from Norway to Brazil, to the Gulf of Mexico, to the Mediterranean Sea, and they use up a lot of energy doing those migrations. And the theory is that when they arrive in the Gulf of Maine, they have recently spawned in either the Gulf of Mexico or the Mediterranean Sea. Within the last few months, they've made their migration to the Gulf of Maine. And doing that whole process, reproduction and migration, takes an extremely large amount of energy. And so when they get here, they're very depleted.
But you would expect them to have fattened up by the fall.
Absolutely, absolutely. The main purpose for bluefin visiting this region is to feed. It is a feeding ground from the Gulf of Maine all the way into the Canadian Maritimes, and you would expect to see large fat reserves on these fish after they've been here for 4 to 5, sometimes even 6 months.
And you're not seeing that, and so what do you think is the cause of that?
We haven't been able to pinpoint any one particular factor. Bluefin have a varied diet depending on where they are during the year. However, when they are here in the Gulf of Maine, they typically target a few species such as herring, mackerel, and bluefish. And while the stock assessments indicate that there are very, very high levels of forage species for bluefin tuna, other possibilities could include that the quality of the prey base itself has also declined. In other words, what the bluefin are now feeding on may be high in abundance, but the actual quality of an individual fish has declined. That's one possibility. And another possibility could be that these fish, populations of these fish are very dynamic, and they don't necessarily all come from the same region. We see shifts in patterns of abundance throughout the Atlantic Ocean, and perhaps we're seeing more fish from the eastern Atlantic show up in the western Atlantic than we had in previous years. Those are just a couple of reasons.
So what do these theories or the ideas that you're exploring, what do they tell you about the condition of the fisheries in general?
Well, they tell us in particular that fish that are in the Gulf of Maine seem to be in a very depleted state, and that can have repercussions not just to the fishery. Of course, a bluefin that has extensive fat reserves typically will get a better price on the Japanese market and will be better for the commercial fishery in general. But I think the bigger picture here is that a decline in quality affects things such as migration routes, and more importantly, it can affect the reproductive ability of the fish. And in the past, depleted energy reserves in other fish species have resulted in skip spawning. So this decline in quality could have very, very large overriding effects on the life history of these fish, not just the fishery itself.
Given the condition of bluefin tuna in the Gulf of Maine right now, what can we expect for the future of this species here in the Gulf of Maine?
Well, interestingly, what we've had happen is we've had a decline in the abundance and quality of what we consider giant bluefin tuna, those fish that are over 310 pounds or 81 inches. But what we have seen is an influx of many, many small fish. These are fish that are under the commercial minimum size of 73 inches. And the fishery is really starting to turn from one that was dominated by commercial fishing to now more of a recreational fishery. And so people are taking advantage of the fact that there are more smaller fish here now. And that's primarily a catch-and-release fishery. But it has really exploded in the last few years, and it's just troubling that within such a short period of time, we've seen giant bluefin disappear from the Gulf of Maine. It has taken probably less than 3 years from the time when we were able to fill our quota to the current day where we can barely fill 10 to 20% of the U.S. quota.
Walter Golette, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Walter Golette is a fish scientist at the University of New Hampshire. The findings of his research team were recently published in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Fishery Bulletin, available online at noaa.gov.